Blue Jays just had Winterfest, and everything kind of got wrapped up in uniform talk. But when you parse through like some other things, which was their excitement about Ryu, their, you know, Vlad Jr. getting himself in shape, Bo Bichette talking about himself, you know, wanting to be an MVP candidate someday, Matt Shoemaker boldly declaring that he thinks that being 500 this year would be a disappointment and that they ultimately really want to make the playoffs and view themselves as capable of that. And I know that some of those things are, you know, overstated, whatever. And that part of it is, yeah, that's what you do on days like that. It's a fan service day. And how do you serve fans? You give them hope. And that's what they did. But it got me kind of thinking of this, which is Blake Murphy and Ben Nicholson-Smith. I'm going to kind of open it up to you guys first. Is, did we overrate? Have we overrated? Have we underrated? Or have we properly rated the Jays offseason to this date?
How do you think it's being rated right now?
I wanted you guys to go first.
I think it's being rated as, you know, pretty solid. And I think it was better than solid. I think it was a really good offseason. What do you think, Blake?
I think the timing of the Ryu signing was perfect for, you know, helping expectations and kind of putting a bow on what was a fine offseason. I'm not like super excited about it. You would know this better than I would. But I think the timing of that amid the concerns of, oh no, they didn't do anything this offseason. And then that kind of placating everything. Obviously, that's a super exciting signing. It's awesome that they got him. But the timing of it, I think, was perfect for creating the perception of a really strong offseason. And when maybe it was just solid.
Right. I mean, I think that the timing was good in the sense that for a while, it looked like they were going to do almost, you know, too little. And I think if they had ended up with Tanner Roark and Chase Anderson and that was it, it would have been a disappointing offseason. For sure, when you look around at the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole and the Rays with the pitching staff that they have and other teams taking strides, whether it's the Rangers or the White Sox, the Jays needed to be in that conversation. And then Ryu told everyone, A, this team is going to be better. B, this ownership group slash front office is willing to spend. And those are big questions that were not answered and were significant, you know, sources of concern for the fan base until late December.
I think the best thing to me that the Ryu signing signals is that, you know, I had worried a little bit that if 2021 is, you know, the quote unquote competitive timeline, they would wait to do all the work until that point. I was very glad to see them lock something in that can help, you know, even if they're not a playoff bound team in 2020, to start adding some pieces that'll be a part of that 2021 or whatever the year is to supplement this young core that they have coming up. And that was a concern of mine. So it's nice to see them add pieces that'll be around for that too.
So I just think context matters, right? And that's why when I stepped away from this thing, I thought about what Blake said, which is the state of the fan base and those who cover them, frankly, like someone like myself who talks about the Blue Jays and has been saying for a really long time, like they just can't do another one of the off seasons where they go out and get the Jaime Garcia flyer types. Like they actually had to do something. So absolutely, do they deserve a lot of credit for the Ryu signing? 100,000%. That signing and like actually, I said context matters already. Being able to bring in a guy like that to Toronto when they're not in a winning cycle and when they don't have a history of signing big free agent pitchers, when they don't have a history with Japanese players, that like all these things matter. I know he's Korean, sorry, they signed, what's the other guy's name?
Yamaguchi.
That they did things where like they opened up a pipeline to someone, they signed a big name free agent, they did a couple of their flyer signings, like Roark is like a decent depth one, whatever, it's good. But I do think it got a little overrated because of the Ryu signing, that people looked at it all of a sudden and said, wow, they did something spectacular, when in reality, they did sign someone, like Blake said, that pushes the timeline up a little bit and doesn't make you have to focus on putting all the work on the next offseason or once this team is good and add urgency to that group if Ryu works out. But there's also these two things. One, the team's been so bad for the last couple of years that just like anything seems like manna from heaven, right? You're just like, oh my God, anything interesting? Oh, thank you so much. Something that isn't just, you know, Socrates Brito for 20 games. It just seems incredible.
It's great. Give me a reason to jump in when the Raptor season ends.
Right.
That's so, all I ask.
Yeah. Like, let us have some intrigue that's going to extend past, you know, calling up young guys that you actually have the idea of seeing improvement year over year. So that's there. It's marginal, or it's a progress, but I just don't think it's as big of a jump as we think it is. And then there's the other thing that scared me yesterday, which is this, and I don't want to be like negative because I'm super excited for this Jays season. And I'm super excited by the off season, but that's why I think it's a little overrated because it's like, I'm really excited about a 33-year-old pitcher who the Dodgers decided they didn't want to give that money to. Like that's the little scary to me. Like that is the biggest red flag that there could possibly be.
I mean, the Dodgers haven't really spent much at all this offseason.
Sure.
So, I mean, and that may be, you know, the model that the Jays end up following a few years from now if they end up being good, where they are very restrained and reserved in free agency. The Dodgers have done almost nothing this offseason. But, I take your point. I think there is a difference between having a good offseason and having a good team. And the Blue Jays definitely, in my opinion, had a good offseason. Whether they have a good team is kind of to be determined. And, I would put them probably around 500 if the season were to start today. I think they have an average team, but that's different than having a very good team, one that will compete for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair assessment of it. And I think it was a little bit strange that the offseason tilted so drastically based on the Ryu. That's why I just think it did get a tad overrated, just from that standpoint of when we were looking at it, it was like, yes, do the pieces fit better when you add a guy like Ryu? And does that actually make a Roark signing better because now he's not like your opening day starter? Does that make it better to have a Shoemaker because you have more pitching depth and so you can more easily overcome an injury to him? Like, yes, these are good moves. Like, this isn't what I'm saying here. It's just from a standpoint of like where we were at with where this team can be and what those things actually mean. I think because of where the team was beforehand, where the fan base was being basically told the Ryu signing was a pipe dream at that point, and like, who are we talking about? I think Ennis was saying that if they get Pineda. It was someone, Ivan Nova.
Yeah.
That's where we were at. Was like, is this team going to get Ivan Nova? To go from that to Ryu, it just like, it changed things so drastically that it like went a little too far.
Yeah, and maybe it did. I don't know necessarily.
Right before Christmas too, like sweet little break. You know, you're already happy. You're about to get the time off.
I was so disappointed he didn't show up at the Raptors Christmas Day game just because like the timing of him arriving would have been so perfect. Just like, yeah, before we get down to business, just here's what the city has to offer.
And it seems like he's a legit celebrity too. I mean, in Korea and potentially in Toronto over time.
But he will be here if he's any somewhat good.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone who has a lot of star power in Korea. So it'll be interesting to watch. More as a side note, the point is, are you good on the field? Can you take the field? Are you healthy? But it's always entertaining. I mean, sometimes the stuff off the field is the most entertaining with a sport like basketball or even baseball.
This is my main takeaway from the show today is that JD hates cool and fun players. Or he, not hates, doesn't put the same, doesn't assign the same value to being cool and fun that I do.
I'm just a winner. Like, yeah, I don't know what to say. I value the winning. I'm, like I said, I can't understate how excited I am for this offseason. But yeah, it also, like, it does come with the specter of, like, more so getting to see, it's still more about getting to see Vlad Jr., Bo Bichette, and Kevin Biggio progress than it is about what they actually ended up bringing in. It's still more about like Nate Pearson coming up for me than it is about seeing Ryu, even if that was like a sexy moment. I've said sexy like 8 times on the show today. I think I've hit my like.
You and Colby maxed out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went over, I pushed over the sexy odometer, but still, that's how I view it. And that's where I just want to go before we take the break, which is, what are you making of the Slim Vladdy thing?
Well, you know, I am not a physical therapist. I am not a personal trainer, right? So I'm, you know, it's hard to assess these things from, you know, a few feet away.
Okay,
the way I would be with you.
Let me rephrase this.
Like, I don't know if you're in good shape, right? I'm 3 feet away from you right now, but I don't know.
I had to chase a train this morning, and I was like breathing so heavily on the like in the train that I was like, I got to turn my headphones off to make sure that I'm not like just from one flight of stairs. So to answer your question, no. But the way I'll rephrase
this, I can't tell that like from this distance.
How I'll rephrase it is, do you think that what's holding him back from being an everyday third baseman is like being in better shape? Or is that something that we don't know yet? Or is it something that we should actually pretty much already know and expect there to be more Travis Shaw / Brennan Drury at third base this season, no matter what?
Well, there are a couple things here. I mean, one, Vlad's going to play third this year. And
how much?
Full time. That's his position. That's his job. If he is a disaster over there, if he does not show significant improvement, if he makes bad decisions, if he doesn't have enough range the way he did last year as a rookie, then they'll move him off that position eventually. And it might be as soon as 2021. But
you think he has the leash of a full season at that position, regardless of how he plays? Because he was abhorrent last year.
Yeah, he wasn't good, but he was 20 years old. Yep. He was adjusting to the position at the highest level at a time that most people his age are in college. Mm-hmm. Most baseball players, even Alex Bregman at that age, was in college. Mm. Chris Bryant at that age was in college. So to compare Vlad to those guys, I think we have to be realistic about how old he is, how many reps he's had at that position. So with the benefit of another year of experience, we'll learn a lot more about Vladdy. And by the end of that year, we'll have a better sense of whether he can stay there long term. But I think at the same time, it's fair to point out that the best defensive third baseman in baseball are generally athletic monsters, right? Nolan Arenado, Matt Chapman, these guys have great lateral movement. They can charge in on the ball. Even Josh Donaldson, right? Like, these guys are athletes. So I do think that there is some room for Vladdy to improve. And we'll see. I haven't seen him take the field. But, you know, there is a lot of room for him to improve based on where he was last year.